All right, welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show. Coach is still here because Coach loves golf and he loves J.D. Jowett, and J.D. is here for the first time this year.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
I am doing excellently. Thanks for coming back. I thought we might have scared you away after last summer.
Oh, no. No. It's too much fun.
They tried desperately to improve my game and to no avail, although all the information you gave me and everything that you set us up with was first class. I just don't have it, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I just don't have it.
Well, maybe we'll get you out there this year. You, Coach, and I'll take you out.
All right. Hey, let's start with the kids, and the Blue Water Junior Golf Tour is getting ready to start up again.
Yes.
And you've added a couple of spots on the tour. Actually, somebody's come back, and you've added a new one.
Yes, we have. The registration has begun for the Blue Water Junior Golf Association, and the membership fee is $35. 10 to 13 year olds per event, because you don't have to buy all the events, you can buy them individually. We have 10 events, is $35 per event, and 14 through 16 plus, as long as you're in high school that summer, you can play in these events. That's $45 per event. We have Holly Meadows is returning, Port Yorn Elks, St. Clair Country Club, Port Yorn Country Club, Marysville, Burning Tree, Lakeview Hills. Our new addition is Lapeer Country Club out on 69. And then Solitude Links is back. So we're welcoming them back. Glad to have them back. It's a great venue. The kids love it. So that's the whole run of the season. And then we'll have the tournament of champions at the end.
And that's pretty much you're covering the gambit, the whole Blue Water area. So there's got to be a course in your neighborhood that he just mentioned that you can play in, and it's number one, the level of competition in these age groups the last few years, outstanding. We've got some talent.
We do.
Playing golf. Young people are picking up the game and playing better than a lot of us old people.
Yes. Well, I'll have some information possibly next week or the week after on the boys, because they haven't started their tournament series yet from the high schools. But last fall, when the girls were playing, the girls that were in the top seeds were all from the Blue Water Junior. They all played events in the Blue Water, and that really helped them with their competitive edge. And it's really important if you plan on playing high school golf to be able to play those tournaments outside, you know, the high school, so you get some other exposure and meet other kids. Because kids, like you say, they come from the Upper Thumb. They come all the way from St. Clair Shores. And now we should, with Lake or Lapeer Country Club, be pulling some from Davison and out that way west on 69. So it's going to be a good cross-section of who they're going to be running into.
Speaking of tournaments, we've got one of the big ones of the year. You know, we talk about the Riggin, we talk about the Inner Club, but the McDonald's Amateur is coming up here actually next week. I believe it's Thursday through Sunday or Friday through Sunday.
Yep, Friday through Sunday.
Friday through Sunday, and that, of course, they use a course in Sarnia, and they use two courses here in Port Huron. That's a big event. Some of the biggest names in our area in golf have golfed in that and done very well. You get a lot of business for that. Guys getting ready for that event, and they need to come and see JD to make sure they've got the right stuff.
Oh, yeah, we get them coming and prepping for their drivers and irons, getting re-grips set up so they've got everything ready. They're getting their supplies, their balls, their tees, the gloves, extra gloves, rain gloves, because you never know around here, obviously, like today, what the weather's going to be like when you get in one of those, and you got to be prepared because you just can't stop and leave and go get your things. But it is one of the best events around. It gives you three different courses with three different layouts, three different green complexes. And you're competing against the people because they're the best in the St. Clair area. And I think they could probably use a couple more good players. So if you're out there and you are, I think, what, a 10 and below?
10 or below, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't want to embarrass yourself out there.
What tournament is this?
This is the McDonald's Junior Amateur.
Is that what that other gentleman was talking about?
Yeah.
What's the entry? You could play in that.
What's the entry fee?
You know, I don't have that in front of me, but we could find that out for you before we before you leave.
We'll hook you up with that.
Oh. You could play in that.
Yeah.
And it's the best test around.
I think you'd do all right.
Can I bring a caddy? I'm going to bring Stux.
There you go. How much more help could you have?
He's going to keep me loose.
Yeah, I'll keep you loose. You'll be on the tee. I'll be handing you a putter. No, trust me. In this wind, trust me.
A putter or a Bud Light?
Just if you're going to do that, Stux, count all his clubs before you start.
How many are you allowed? Because he's got way more than you're allowed.
14.
Coach, why you got 7 bags here?
Don't laugh. I've done that before. I go play by myself. I bring 2 bags, one on the left, one on the right, and I just go from bag to bag. Because if you can't hit it straight, you have to try another club, right? How many balls? I want to ask you, how many balls are you allowed to start with?
Good question.
Legal.
Legally? Legally. Oh, there you go. There, you blew that one. Is that a dozen?
That's a dozen? That's what I thought.
I know you have to, the balls you start with, you have to finish with.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, can you carry unlimited?
Well, then there's no way I could get into an event like this.
You bring you bring like a couple dozen. The bag's really heavy.
Yes.
Easy. What's in a sleeve?
Three.
So I need at least...
Two.
And I need at least 10 sleeves. Because there's 18 holes, right? Yeah,
right.
At least. Two holes. So what's 36 come out to? You've brought some clubs in today.
We have.
What do you got for us? And why should we be interested in these ones if we're coming out to golf country?
One of the reasons I brought these in is because one of the top players in the world, Rory McIlroy, has signed with TaylorMade. So I figured what better to do to celebrate that or whatever is to bring in some of the new TaylorMade drivers. So we have the M2. Here you go, Coach. This has a composite top to it. It is a really stable driver. We've went through quite a few of them at Golf Country. We've fitted quite a few. They put up good numbers. They put up great spin rates. Their launch angle is solid. And actually, if you look at it, you have Justin Rose. You have DJ playing them. You have Rory playing them now.
Jason Day. All the good guys.
They have a huge stable, and there's a reason for that. In the Masters, the guys in the playoffs, both had M2 drivers in their bag. So it's a great product. It's solid. It comes in 3 flexes. It comes in a 9.5, a 10.5, and a 12.5. Loft. It comes in a D style, which the D is for draw, and they have the weight moved a little bit back towards the heel for us guys that maybe faded a little bit. This can move that ball probably about 15 yards from right to left, so it can help you be on at least the right edge of the fairway, if not back towards the center. And they also make a version that's not draw enhanced, so the weight is directly behind the sweet spot. So that's a great opportunity for guys. And we do fittings at Golf Country. We do them by appointment. We do launch monitor fittings, so you can bring your driver and compare your driver with this one in the numbers to see where the improvement is, whether it's better disbursement or better distance, like we're all trying to accomplish, you know, when we're looking at the drivers.
How heavy a club is that? Coach, how heavy is that?
That's pretty light.
It's pretty light. Now, the club head on this thing looks like the spare tire on my car. How do they make these things so big and keep them so light?
That's, what is it, 460 or 440? Yep,
they're actually 460. That's the legal limit. But what they're able to do now with the composite and being able to move the weight around is they can change the geometric shapes to make it more playable. And that's what they've done with that M2 driver. That's why it looks larger, because with the composite it weighs less, so they can make it a little bit more volume and get it squared away for you.
Which one is traditional shape more, the M1 or the M2?
The M1 will be more traditional shape
when you lay it down and look at it.
It actually comes in a 460 and a 430 size, so it's does have the option to be, you can get the one a little bit smaller if you're looking more for the pear shape look when you look down at it. The M1 has the adjustable weights in it. So you have a launch weight that runs parallel or perpendicular to the face. And then you have your draw and fade that runs parallel with the face.
It's
you got to be a scientist to golf anymore.
Oh, it gets very exciting, very interesting.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is like, you know, talking about the power play or the penalty kill for me. But the M2, and I've hit them both at Golf Country by my friend Jack Daniels. the M2 has a better feel to me personally, and I think it's more of a low handicap maybe driver.
Mm-hmm.
And the M1 is a little more for the compensating,
right,
for a little higher.
And, yep,
and it has a lot of, like Dennis said, a lot of gadgets. So if you're a slicer, you could set this baby up where you have to really try hard to slice it.
Yes, correct? That is correct.
It's got the dials on the shaft.
For the loft, yep. Both of them are interchangeable shafts and adjustable lofts. So you can go up 2 degrees and down 1 degree.
Wow. Yeah, see? You have a million.
Now, that, because obviously, maybe this is a dumb question, but okay, that part of the club, that's on the bottom of the club, so that's, mm-hmm, what's touching the ground when I'm swinging. But that stuff will stay where I set it. It won't move during the course of a round?
Hang on. No, the club is not touching the ground when you're not swinging.
Well, it is when I am.
You're hitting,
see the divots,
you're hitting it off the tee, my friend. If you're hitting the ground, we have a problem, Nassau.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
I'm talking about my game, Coach. I'm not talking about the normal game.
But they don't move, yes. The one difference you'll find.
Wait, and just for all the golf crazy people. You cannot change that during competition.
Correct.
You set it up and you play. You can't start unscrewing.
You can't change it for holes
during a round.
Well, that's no fun.
Just remember that, Dennis. Well, it takes all the fun out of it.
You can do whatever you want because you have all the buttons on your side.
I do. All right. A couple of things before we let you go, JD, but you've got the get a free F7 fairway or hybrid. If you buy one, and this is for a King?
King, that's the King Cobra. And it's, if you buy any F7 or F7 Plus driver, you can get a free fairway wood, F7 fairway wood, or hybrid. So if you buy the driver, they're throwing in the hybrid or the fairway wood with that.
Okay.
And we have a good stock of those at Golf Country. We can help you select that for you with the shaft selection as far as stiff or regular and also loft on that driver.
And you got to look good out on the golf course, too. That's as important as anything. And you guys have got the clothes sale going on.
We do. We opened up the basement boutique. We have a clothing sale going on. It's, if you buy your first piece, your second piece is 50% off. And we have Under Armour, both men's and ladies. We have skirts, shorts, and skorts. We have shorts for men. We have Bermuda Sands for ladies. We have FootJoy shirts, and we have Adidas shirts, and also a good selection of Loft 8 clothing that we brought in from Ontario that's really lightweight. The shorts are awesome, and the shirts fit really well. They give you plenty of shoulder room.
All right. Now, this summer, we're sharing JD with the Paul Miller Show in the mornings, but we've got you back next Thursday. That's June the 1st. You'll be here again at 3:40. Mark that on your logbook there, Coach.
And you know, if I can't have fun, I'm not doing it. So you go in, you buy one skirt, you get the second one half off, and you get to play from the red tees. It shortens that course up really good for you.
Then I'd have to shave my legs, and that's a whole other story. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Coming up in hour number two, if he hasn't heard the first segment and got scared and went home, Denny White from St. Clair Baseball. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Dennis.